length by painful body length, occasionally striking solid objects being swept along with the flow. Some clutched at her, but Axe couldn't tell if they were people or hexes, or an entirely new manifestation of the Sabaddon phenomenon. Instead of stopping, she swam on, following the only compass she had, her gut. Her questing fingers found something hard and stable submerged in the lava-like liquid. It was smooth and slightly curved, like the side of a submarine. She and Master Shan explored it, looking for a way in. They found extrusions that might have been antennas, cannons, and sublight drives. A ship. That was where she was supposed to go. Something inside had brought her here. Satil Shan pulled her close, touched faceplates. The red liquid parted just enough for Axe to glimpse the Grandmaster's private universe. Her face was drawn, but composed.
"Airlock," she said. "This way. Do you think it'll work in this stuff?" "There's only one way to find out."
They pulled apart, and Master Satil guided her hand to the panel she had found. The controls were instantly recognizable. Axe had seen them on thousands of ships. Thousands of Imperial ships. She pushed the top button. Open. A sudden current swept them closer as the empty chamber sucked in fluid. When the door was completely open, they swam inside and fumbled for the interior controls. The door slid silently shut, leaving the unceasing turbulence of the fluid outside behind them. Axe floated in silence for a moment, grateful for the respite, the chance to think. Where were they? What was she doing? What had brought her here? She should be swimming for the surface, not exploring sunken artifacts while the rest of the mission fought around her.
"Are you going to open the inner door?"
asked Master Satil, pressing close again. Of course she was. She'd come too far to turn back. Her instincts tugged her on, despite her misgivings. When she touched the cycle button, pumps in the wall strained to drain the fluid away. Weight returned, along with light and air. They finally let each other go. Axe wiped her faceplate clear, and she saw Master Satil doing the same. In the midst of such strangeness, she looked as small as Axe herself. She was glad she wasn't alone. The inner door opened, revealing a stock-standard ship's corridor, scuffed and dusty with age. Axe stepped out of the puddle left in the airlock and put her dripping feet gratefully on a dry surface. She checked her HUD. The air was fine. Cracking the seal on her helmet, she swung the faceplate open. All she smelled was blood. Master Satil stepped up beside her with her faceplate open too.
"Any idea whose ship this is?"
Axe kept her thoughts to herself for the moment. She walked along the corridor to the first intersection, mentally plotting the layout. If this was a light cruiser, she decided, the command deck would be to the right, holds to the left, crew quarters down the first ladder, and engineering ahead. She chose to go right, and was rewarded with success. The command deck was small, but felt spacious for being so empty. No instrument panels glowed, no holoprojectors projected. The only signs of life were the lights shining down from above.
"Generators clearly functional," said Master Satil. "But the control systems have been disconnected. If you're thinking of getting off Sabaddon in this thing, you can forget about it."